The 4th of July approaches, and with it the bangs, whizzes, and massive booms of fireworks. Where they're legal, they're sold in strip malls and roadside tents, like a summertime version of Christmas tree stands. This year, in part because of some spectacular warehouse fires in China, fireworks supplies are a little short and prices are skyrocketing. I'm sorry about that. To learn a little bit about the fireworks business here in the U.S. and to get a preview of this year's crop, we're calling on Scott DeGrosse, who is the general manager of Victory Fireworks in Ellsworth, Wisconsin. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
What's big this year?
A lot of people are looking for the biggest bang. You know, what's loud, what goes really high. We're hearing people that aren't going to travel as far for the summer, so they're still going to do their 4th of July party, and they want to include fireworks as part of it.
You mean the at-home fireworks display in your own backyard you think is bigger because people are going to save on gas that way?
Anecdotally, we're hearing that, yes.
Well, what kinds of things are they buying? What sorts of fireworks?
Some families will come in and buy just things that they can do in their driveway that aren't going to go more than a few feet in the air or just going to move a little bit. But the ones who are really looking for a show, red, white, and blue items are very popular. Items with patriotic names are popular.
What's a patriotic name?
For instance, wave the flag, that sort of thing, you know, anything that has flag or U.S. in the name.
Now, a few years ago, I read, there was a fad of things that said things like, get Osama or, you know, get him back.
Yeah, there were some of those, and there still are. We try not to carry some of those because, you know, they're inappropriate in our view, or they get over the top a little bit.
You think they crossed the line of taste here?
I think so, yeah.
What's the most spectacular thing you've got in the shop this year?
We have some multi-shot items where you light one fuse and they go up in the air to a break, following a break, following a break, which a lot of people are looking for is the loud boom.
Made in China?
Yes, almost all of the items that we sell are made in China.
And your costs up this year?
They are. We tried to hold the line as best we could on retail, and we held it pretty close. But between the cost of materials, shipping, and the declining value of the dollar, margins get tighter.
Typically, does one dealer in fireworks have the same stuff as the next dealer in fireworks, or do you have something that people could only find from you?
We have a line that we're the exclusive importer of, and the line is Pyro King, which is to play on the pyro part of the industry. You know, a lot of guys are considered themselves pyrotechnicians or backyard pyros.
Right. Pyrotechnicians as opposed to pyromaniacs. It doesn't imply that when people hear pyro.
It doesn't, but it could.
Well, Mr. DeGrosse, thank you very much for talking with us about fireworks. Scott DeGrosse, who is general manager of Victory Fireworks in Ellsworth, Wisconsin.